Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, here we go. The big 50th episode. Got all the guys, well, almost all the guys. Some special people coming back, real special people. A couple people couldn't attend, but we're going to work with what we got, and we're going to have some fun, tell some stories, hopefully make you laugh, and, you know, we'll just chirp away like we like to do. I got my good duds on. And we're rolling with episode 50. So, that being said, we usually start with the email segment sponsored by GoomGuide.com. Ed, no email this week.
No email this week.
Nope. Take us in, and then we're going to talk favorite email from the first 50 episodes. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Ed's email brought to you by GoonGuard.com. Check them out, GoonGuard.com. Check out the promo code 1973. Takes 15% off. Just type that code in and swipe that card, and they will send it to you. One nice thing about those mouth guards, they sit up in 10 seconds out of the microwave. So one of the most comfortable mouthpieces that you could ever put in your mouth. I'm going to kick it to you guys first for as far as favorite emails.
I'm going to give the first spot to Chris because he's got the best background. Take it away, Chris. What was your favorite email that we've had that you've either been a part of or – you found the most interesting? I'm going to go last on this one because I'm sitting on one that we didn't read, and it's going to be lightning round. So, Chris.
Oh, dude.
So, I went way back in the 1973 podcast archive to episode 5. It was Robert from New Bedford. So, he had asked, it was like a three-part question. He had asked about, you know, what do you guys think about getting more people on? Getting an attractive female on, and then a possible celebrity, which I thought was pretty cool. And the best part about it, I feel like you guys accomplished all three of those, right? So that was awesome. We more people on. I think it was episode 10 was your first one. Thank you very much. I was on there. And then me and Brad have become like regulars now, which is great. We appreciate it. And then we've had all the in-betweens guys coming in and out, so that which has been awesome. As far as attractive female, you know, we got Miss Nikki in episode 41, showed her face, so that was great. So that was good for the podcast. And when it came to celebrity, I mean, Knuckles Nelson to me is a celebrity. You know, that was pretty cool. I loved the whole interview with that. That was great. So that was a good email. And it actually, I guess, pushed you guys to, you know, think other options or, you know, other things to do along the podcast road. And it worked, all three. And I see you guys keep moving in the right direction, you know, so.
Thomas.
Yo. All right.
Favorite email.
Even though we don't feed the trolls very often on here, Chris from Fayetteville, North Carolina, inadvertently helped us come up with a segment that's a weekly segment now. His email was, "You guys claim to be old school wrestling fans. What version of the Midnight Express was better, Condry or Stan Lee? Stan Lane. I bet you have no idea what I'm talking about. And then P.S. Your sports picks suck also." That right there just started. Chris, thank you very much. Because, look, we've got T-shirts now. You inadvertently have helped us. So as much of a troll as you are... I guess you'd say you're our muse.
Yes, yes. And it's things like that that I'm going to pause real quick and add something. If it wasn't for hate mail or little blurps or people chirping, you got to understand this age that we're at, a lot of chirping. It doesn't work well in your favor because there's a lot of road miles in here and a lot. Look at Scotty laughing already. He knows. Ed knows. They know. You can't chirp us. They'll turn into something either positive.
We're gonna turn it. We're gonna turn it on you.
Oh yeah.
If we were to chirp Chris from North Carolina, he'd have to get out of his mom's basement, go cry to mommy about it. You know.
Yeah. Let's go with. I'm gonna ask Scott. Was there any episodes that stand out with an email that you kind of found kind of intriguing at all?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. Too many hits to the head, so I can't remember them all individually. But I remember your first hater you got. And it wasn't that guy. There was one a little bit before. And you guys were so excited. You were so excited with somebody giving you kind of shit. And that was like, it was like Christmas for you. So that, I enjoyed that one so much. Can you remember which one that was?
Oh,
it was,
there's been a few.
It was Mississippi Charlie. Yeah.
So, Brad, you got one.
How has nobody said this one yet? I've been sitting on this for a week. Jill wrote in and says she had a mystery crush on one of the guys, and we never found out who. I'm assuming it's the resident sex symbol Ed, who gets all the fan mail. But we never found out.
But Brad, that's my segment. I get mail. That's part of the segment, isn't it?
No, because Jill sent that in, and it wasn't maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, we got that other one about the guy on the couch. I don't even remember how she said it. And since then, Ed has been our moneymaker. I don't see how you guys haven't brought that up yet.
They all want in on his bag.
Yeah, they all want to see Ed's bag.
Yeah.
All one of them.
He's embarrassed, though.
He's blushing.
Oh,
so, Dennis, I know that you are a little late to the party with a lot of the stuff, but is there anything that stands out, like email wise, that we've talked about that maybe you came across?
Yeah, full transparency. Usually, when Ed talks, I'm usually just tuning out, and since he does the email segment, I'm usually not paying that much attention, to be perfectly honest. However, I digress. It is really cool that you guys get a lot of emails that are even from outside of the country. That is notable, and it obviously speaks to the reach that the podcast has, not just, you know, in the New England area, but around the country and across the pond even. So it's a great to see.
Hey, before I ask Ed his email, I want to stop at Dennis for a minute, and I want to let him know that we just hit on our audio podcast, The Blanket. We've hit 1,000 downloads in a short amount of time all over the world. Me and Tom are always blown away at the analytics of where these downloads are coming from all over the world, and that's no BS. But in our top 5 episodes, our individual, not the episode of the podcast, but our individual interview with Dennis and his story is number 5 on our list. So there is, if there is any positive spin, away from everything that's comical, people do love to hear your story, Dennis. And I can't pin it down to where everybody is listening from, but just to kind of put it in light.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
That since you've been on the show, people have listened to your story all over the world. So if you want to hang your hat on anything about maybe coming on and just talking to your buddies, there is something really positive that came out of not just your experience, but maybe you're inspiring people that at least to try to change their diet or their you know, hit the gym more or get up and maybe try a cold plunge or all these other different things that are coming out right now. So with that being said, I just want to take that time to say not only thanks for coming on, but thanks for continuing to, you know, share and come back on. And you know, you and Scott always have an open invitation to come on whenever you want and just, you know, talk about stuff, even if it's not relevant to what you're doing, but you can add some chirps and, you know, some funny banter with us anytime you want. So, Ed, well, I'm going to kick it to you. From a guy that likes a good bag, a full bag, what's your favorite email?
Well, first I'm going to say this. I'd like to thank you all for, you know, letting me know I'm such a sex symbol. You know, I really do appreciate that. Dennis, eat a carb, huh? Right, Dennis, eat a piece of bread, will you?
No.
Eat a piece of bread, Dennis. Scotty, send him some beer. He needs it, you know? Dennis, also, how's the tooth holding up, bud?
Anyway.
No, honestly, no, the emails are great. You know, the honorable mention ones, you know, obviously the ones, the guy on the couch, those are kind of funny. But, you know, I'm going to circle back. I think the best one, honestly, was last week. It was the one about the cage matches, and and you know, I mean, to actually have kind of a discussion about that, I thought that was really just a great one. I know that, you know, I thought I forget, it was either Tom or I think it was Tom that brought up a great point about that email, and he said, you know, Hell in a Cell, that basically wrecked cage matches for everything else because everybody, and I thought that was Tom, that was a great point, you know, and I thought that really was just. I thought that was the best one that we've gotten so far.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to finish this segment up and I'm going to talk about an email that I mentioned to these guys off the air that we received. Now, when we get emails, there is some weeks there's 5 new ones. Some weeks there's more than that. Some weeks there's 2 or 3. Some go in my spam. I often have to check that, make sure I didn't miss anything. But there was one that I was sitting on for a big, quick lightning round. And it was from some dude, I forget his name. I think his name might have even been Brad. And it was all in caps. And it said, like, something like chirping, like, hey, you assholes. Hey, real quick, 1973, are you guys thumbs in or thumbs out? So I'm going to hit him down. Scott, thumb in or thumb out?
I don't even know what that means.
You got to.
I'm going to go sideways.
Okay. I'm going to go thumb out. Tom.
Gotta be thumb out.
Ed.
Thumb out.
Brad.
Sorry, having technical difficulties. Thumb out.
Chris.
Since I know the definition of this, I'm going in all day.
Dennis, thumb in or thumb out?
Man, what is even going on here? I'm just gonna go thumb.
All right. So there's your answer. I've been sitting on that one for a long time, so it's just a quick lightning round to end that, and that's our best of the first 50 episode email segment. So we're gonna move on. I got a whole list of things I want to talk about.
Are we gonna find out what the whole thumb thing is, or
Urban Dictionary? That
I got it up on the monitor right now.
Okay, Google it. Just Google it.
Right, hats on in the house. Thumb in, thumb out. Remember that whole banter that week?
Oh, we were
talking about that? Brad loved that one.
That was a wild night.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna start with Brad. And I'm gonna ask you, who has been your favorite guest that we've had on?
I gotta say Goon Guard up to this point. Not because I got a lot of cool swag out of it, but having a kid that plays youth sports, you know, and children have such a hard time finding, you know, mouth guards that fit and they do the job and everything. And I just think with Goon Guard and what they're doing, it's just a great product. It's something, not only did we have them on, we advertised, we have the promo code for it, something that I stand behind. So I think that's really neat just being connected to that. So really cool product, cool company.
Ed, favorite guest we've had on?
Oh, man, I'm going to say, you know, I have to say we've had a couple. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I'd say of not guys that we grew up and that we're friends with, I'd have to say you know, Knuckles Nelson, he'd have to be number one. I'd have to say Goongard and also Skateweight. Sean from man, that guy was just awesome. Like he came on and he was 30 minutes and it was just on talking about his product and he was just really great. And you know, and then you know, of our friends, two of them are sitting right here, Scott and Dennis. I have to say, you know, Scotty, I think you were our first guest, I think. And then and Dennis, you know, to hear your story, man, and being a personal trainer as well as everything else that I do, you know, it's truly inspirational. So I'd have to say I can't name just one, but I will say that, you know, to have somebody that, you know, Knuckles would probably be my favorite one just due to the fact that, I mean, we talk about wrestling all the time. He actually really did it.
How about you, Dennis? Have you seen anybody that we've had on that really you were kind of happy to see?
Yeah, I just a couple come to mind. Just a couple days ago, the guy you had on with the skate product, that was really interesting. That was some good knowledge to get. And the guy I really enjoyed was a guy from is it Pleasant Street Records?
Oh, yeah, Roger. Yeah.
Like, that brought me back. That brought up some nostalgia of hanging out with you and going to record stores and comic book stores and like all that stuff from when I was a kid. So I really enjoyed listening to that guy.
Cool. Scotty, to you.
Well, you're all wrong, except Ed kind of had a little bit. Like, it was me. It was me, your first guest. Your first sponsor with Brock Street Brewery. Come on, I'm kind of channeling my inner...
Stop. You pick up the can. You're going to put the can in front of the camera, man.
Like, there we go.
Come on, will you do it, right?
Inner wrestler.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. No, I honestly love Dennis. Together, will you? I love Dennis's story. And I, you know, obviously Ed was a big, you know, a big fan of the guy who put weights in his skates. So he's been doing it way back when. Before it was even cool. So
that's true. Cement. Yep. It was cement, Scotty.
Yep. It was great. Honestly, there's been some great ones. I can't wait to see it. I love that you guys had a lady in the mix. I think that has
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's a nice little flow with everything. Keeps you guys, you know.
Yeah, that keeps the show, you know, PGG, because, you know, sometimes we like to say some outlandish stuff and, you know, you don't want to scare anybody away.
Yeah. If you get too popular, you might get canceled.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thomas, you're always good for bringing us back to True North with most of your answers. So bring us back.
Well, I have two. The first one is Roger from Purchase Street, because he was like the first one we interviewed that wasn't one of our friends, like Scotty, one of our childhood friends we grew up with. And the second one is Sean from Skateweight, because, I mean, the guy just came so prepared. I mean, we interviewed for him for an hour. I think we actually asked two questions, and he took the whole half hour talking. I mean, we could have gone on for another half hour, 40 minutes talking to him, and without a... awkward minute. I mean, it was a really good interview. I really had a good time with both of those guys.
Chris, what do you got?
Per usual, I'm going off the grid here. My favorite guest is the guest we never had, the elusive Phantom Ducaray. All right. This guy has been irking my bones because I just want to see the dude's face. The curiosity is killing me, has killed me since the first day I listened to the podcast.
You guys, the son of the Phantom's pretty good.
Yeah. It's just, he's not, you know, he's not the Phantom. We've heard of Phantom since episode, what, maybe two or three? Like, where the hell is this guy? Oye pra mim, guys. Let's go. Van la.
Truth be told, he wants too much money. He's always been about the money, and we can't afford him.
Listen, the whole thing about getting him on here is the stories and, you know, the adding to the banter of the group. He if he's going to watch this episode, I'm going to tell him straight out, you missed a key moment to connect. We could have put a pin in this from 99 and got everybody back together for an episode. So,
yeah, what's that? Your mom calling you?
Well, why not? He never showed up on the defensive side of the ice. He was always on the wrong side, right? You know?
Yeah. Doesn't back check. Does not back check. No.
Cherry picker. Cherry picker.
Yep. Tight, plays a nice tight game around the crease.
He's going to wait till we start making money on this thing, and then he's going to jump on and say, oh, it's because of me.
No. Cut off. We're going to monetize this before he shows up. That way he's out of the loop. My favorite guest, I'm going to go from a ownership side of things. My favorite guest was Corey from Goongod. I'm going to tell you why. No knock on anybody that's ever been on here, but when I reached out to that guy, it was like I knew him my whole life. This guy wants to send me hats. He wants to send me t-shirts. He wants to send me stuff for the kids. I gave away almost everything that guy gave me to the kids that I coach, the guys on the podcast. I think I kept myself maybe a hat, and I forgot to even keep stuff for my own kids. I gave out so much stuff. And when we finally sat down and talked to him, he's the only guy every week that says, hey, thanks for mentioning us. I will still watch the podcast. You guys need anything, let me know. When I got the swag coming out to sell, I'll let you guys know. You can promote that. So from starting off at the ground floor and kind of just chipping away a little bit at a time, it was great to meet somebody like that, that just wanted, there was no money exchange. There was nothing like that. It was just almost like a virtual handshake deal. And, you know, he's been great. So as far as pound for pound, my favorite guests, it's been Corey from Goongod and goongod.com, which sponsored the email segment every week. And so that's the favorite.
He had a great accent as well. The Minnesota accent was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he was chirping me about my accent. So it's a win-win. we just talked about favorite guests. And in my notes, I want to do a round table of who would you like to see on the podcast? That's what I want to know. I'm going to start with Ed. Ed, if you had to get somebody on this podcast, I don't know if you guys want to hit it from actually could get them on the podcast versus, you know, just the epic guest on the podcast. So, Ed, what's your take on that question?
I'll give you two. How's that? Okay. I'll give you a realistic one, and I'll give you an epic one. Epic one, The Rock. Okay. I don't have to talk about that. I'd have to say logical one. I'd say I'd like to, you know, I think Bobby Orr would be a great one.
That is my fantasy pick. If I could get anybody on here, it'd be Bobby Orr, and not to take anybody else's time away, but that is my white whale right there, to get Bobby Orr on this podcast and just let him have the floor and just tell him how much of our age was a boom for hockey as kids. What he did with rinks around the area and all these rinks that are blowing up, like right after that 72 Stanley Cup, not the first Bruins one, but the second one, all these rinks blew up in the area. So I don't want to get on a long winded thing about that, but that's probably my pick, not to cut anybody else off. But
I remember when he was like the Grand Marshal of the New Bedford parade. And this was probably like, I would say 83, 84. And I remember my father brought us up and we ran in the middle and just to shake our hand. And I'm like, and I knew a little bit, but I'm like, why does my dad love this guy so much? And it was just the awesome, most awesome thing.
Yeah, he was like a Tom Brady status before Tom Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, almost even bigger, right? Yeah. It was just because it was just mythical.
Yeah, and to only play those 10 seasons that he did and accomplish what he did, and then, you know, the story about him getting screwed by his agent and being having to take that job with Bay Bank and be their ambassador just to kind of keep going. Now it's like, just to get his autograph, it's like $300 or $400, and he doesn't do any public signings because he doesn't want the, people pulling at him. I just think they kind of keep him like that just for reasons probably obvious reason. It's not that because I've heard he's a sweetheart. He is an absolute sweetheart.
I've got a great Bobby Orr story, if you if you've got like a minute and a half. So I got so when I married my ex here in Canada, exactly. So first year I got this nice shirt from her parents, and it was, oh, that's wonderful. The next year, Christmas, I fly up, I'm up there, I get actually the same shirt. It's the exact same shirt. They bought two of them, and they didn't realize it, and they gave them to me 2 years in a row.
Oh.
So my ex was pissed at her parents, and so she, you got to do something really good. So I that third year, I come up, and I get a Oshawa Generals number two, because Bobby Orr wore number two with the Oshawa Generals jersey, replica jersey. Of that. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool. Loving jerseys. I'm like, this is great. All of that. So fourth year comes. I go up, and in the box is another Oshawa Generals number two jersey. And they're all laughing. And I'm like, we got some dementia going on. What's happening? And then I flip it over, and it's signed by Bobby Orr. And so my ex-mother-in-law had a friend who was having a who had a golf tournament with Bobby Orr. So she said, let me get the jersey and get Bobby Orr to sign it for Scott. Scott's going to lose his mind. So I'm there. I look it over, and I see Bobby Orr's signature. And right above it, it says, to Carol, much love, Bobby Orr. He signed it to my mother-in-law.
Oh.
The jersey they gave me.
Oh, geez, that's a telltale sign to get the hell out of there, Scott. Good thing. Yeah. Use the marbles on that one.
I know, I know.
Oh, my God.
We'll come back, Scott. Let me hit Dennis up. Dennis, yep. Somebody you'd like to see on the podcast.
All right. I got two for you, okay? All right. Dream scenario, Bill Belichick, right? All the straight dope. What happened? Why did he cut Lawyer Malloy? Spygate, Deflategate. What went down with Brady? What went down with Jimmy G? How did he break up with Crafty Bob? Like, can you imagine what that would be like? That would be amazing. The second one, and this one is more of a shameless plug, and I can hand deliver this one. This kid right above me, the Illinois 6A State Championship Football, Cary Grove Trojans, Gabriel Rose, type 1 diabetic, well, mind you. So if you'd like to talk to him about his football journey in type 1, I can hand deliver him to you.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds great. I mean, that's a great story, and it'll travel from the episode. And I will promise you that if we ever pull Bill Belichick in, he'll be on asking questions with us. How does that sound?
So yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
All right.
You might get him. He might be unemployed this next year.
You never know.
Hi.
So our marketing department needs to work on that. That is the guy on the couch in the marketing department couch officially. Brad, who is your guest you'd love to see on the podcast?
If I had to pick just like a wild card, one in a million person right now, the family is really all on board with Cody Rhodes. Monday Night Raw came and hugged the boy. He said something like, I love you, man. Love you, little dude. I don't know. Lucas is over the moon. I was kind of offended. I feel like I need to challenge him to a 1v1 and reestablish dominance. Like, nobody says that to my son, right?
Right.
So I'm going to get him on the pod, clear that up, show him who the real man is. If I had to pick a practical guest, I was going to say Barry Horowitz. I think that would be a really awesome – you texted the group the other day. I think that would be a really awesome person to get on. But listen to Dennis talk. And, Dennis, I don't know you that well, obviously, but that's your son in the background, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I think, and you say he's a type 1 diabetic.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I think that kind of moves to the top of my list. I think that'd be an excellent interview. So any athlete, you know, playing through diabetes and stuff like that, that's pretty legit. So
yeah, we'll have to have Dennis and his son on, and we'll work on that. You know, after the episode's done, we'll get that in the can, as they say, not the type of can that Chris likes, but we'll get that in the can. Scotty, who's your pick for guest on the show.
So a realistic one that you might be able to get is, who has a restaurant in Pocasset, is Jay Miller.
Oh,
Jay Miller, the original kind of protector of Gretzky, who he, I think he's not the parrot. He has a restaurant somewhere there. He, you just saw him. He was brought up on the, I can't remember the Bruins, where they were just celebrating the 80s series. And he's not too far from you guys. Realistic guy. He has a restaurant. He would always come and sit down at the table and chat with you. Excellent guy. Incredible stories. I would recommend him. Obviously, you know, anybody else bigger than you can get, that would be awesome.
Cool. Chris, what do you got?
Pretty simple. I would love to just get any Bruins player, you know, being such a huge hockey fan. I mean, even any NHL player were to come. I just feel like hockey players is just such a true blue-collar sport, not totally woke yet. Like, you could just get so much good conversation with just such normal dudes, you know? But yeah, that would be a huge goal for me anyway. I would love to question like a Bergeron or any ex-Bruin. That'd be huge.
Yeah, it all comes down to budget restraints and, you know, what these guys are willing to do for their time. I mean, pretty much everybody that's come on has been pro bono work. So that's kind of what we're rubbing together right now is air.
So maybe we could take up a collection.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's why I couch fish. That's how we paid for all this, remember?
Yeah, that's how you found all that lint, Ed.
That's right.
Yep. Thomas, bring us back.
The realistic one is someone we're actually working on, and I think we're going to have, is somebody that me and Ed both grew up with. He's a ring announcer for AEW and Ring of Honor, Bobby Cruz. I think he'd have a ton of stories, good stories to tell of some of the stuff, like behind-the-scenes stuff with some wrestlers that we're interested in. Unrealistic, I'd go, for me personally, would be Curtis Joseph. He's my all-time favorite goalie. I just read his autobiography about a month and a half ago, and it's an unbelievable story. Stuff I never knew about the guy. He grew up, lived in a mental hospital in Canada. His mom was a nurse at a mental hospital, and his family was poor, and they lived down in the basement of the mental hospital. And he grew up, and some of the stories he tell are just unbelievable.
So, did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody. Everybody got their pick in on that round. Usually this is like midway through the episode, and that's usually time for sponsored by our friends at Brock Street Brewery. Thomas, your segment. You got the CEO right here.
There's pressure on me now. The man is sitting here. I mean, geez.
Got to hold the can of Brian Reeds.
Tom's Shitty Picks is brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario. The brewery is home to a banquet hall, an on-site restaurant, and a members lounge. Everything they brew is done in-house, including their sours, lagers, and vodka soda. They have something for everyone, so if you're in Whitby, go check them out and tell them the 1973 podcast sent you.
And the press.
Yeah, we got one of the owners on tonight.
Yeah, the press. Guys. The Dave Portnoy of Brock Street Brewery.
Well, hello.
So Tom,
good job, Tommy.
For this pick, you're going to give us your shitty pick of the top pick that you gave out for the first 50 episodes. What has been your best shitty pick?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Being the type of guy I am, I can't pick one. I'm like, it's like asking a parent who their favorite kid is. You all know you have one, but you're not going to come out and say who your favorite is.
Yeah. Like Fritz, that's like Fritz von Erich. It's on a sliding scale.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't do it.
No, you don't even throw nothing out there, huh?
Go well, on. My best pick was Kyren Williams, but the week I picked him with the Rams, he had probably the biggest day. That was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't even remember. 50 episodes. I can't go back. I don't have any little minion interns that can go back and look for me. So I'm going to say it was like 4 weeks ago.
So even, what you're saying is a roundabout kind of way, even with the beard, you're still a baby face.
Yes. Oh. All right.
So we got that one. And I want to ask, we'll start with Chris. What is your favorite thing about doing the podcast? Your personal favorite thing about doing the podcast?
Just being on with you guys, you know, like the positivity that we push on here, the laughs, good times, you know what I mean? I got to meet, three new guys that I've never met before. We talk on a daily basis on text messages now, you know. Me and Ed have this little side thing going with little instant messages back and forth and, you know, just regular conversation too about like health and weight loss and stuff. So it's just, I'm just very fortunate.
Let's be honest, Ed's old enough to be your dad, so it's probably life questions.
That's all right. So yeah, man, it's just, you know, just being a part of it, being with you guys, it's just been an awesome ride so far. So let's keep it going.
Scott, from your appearance on the podcast, what's your favorite thing about coming on?
Honestly, it's like you guys are my brothers. You know, the other guys, it was great to meet you. Dennis, we played a little bit in the early 90s. You guys hold a special place with me. And I always like when I come home, I love trying to get with you. Although Ed moved south, but, I want to connect. So it's always great to see.
We're always like a week off.
I know. If we actually ever texted and kind of planned it, I'm the worst planner, and you're not much better. We have some good stories.
No, no.
We had some epic nights, Ed. We had some epic nights.
Sure did, didn't we, Scott?
Ed, staying in the mood, what's your favorite thing about doing the podcast? Because you've been here since day one, and I think you might have perfect attendance with the podcast.
That I do. I have traveled and I have made sure that this has been a priority in my life. Now, first and foremost, I'm glad that it got me back. And it's nice to see, you know, you and Tom on a regular basis every week. You know, this is what, you know, what you and I talked about, that this is how we want to do it. Got me to introduce to, you know, Chris, got me back in touch with Dennis and Scotty. Brad, Brad's probably one of the best coworkers I've ever had. And to bring him in, it was one of those things where for a year, he and I ever did was talk about this stuff. And I was just like, I told you, Andy, I was like, I got a guy. I know a guy. I'm bringing him in. And you were like, all right. And the first time you guys started talking about it, it was almost like a scene from Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends? I mean, you know, that's how I felt like it was. So it's just good to see everybody. And, you know, it's good to see everybody that's, you know, everybody's happy, healthy. And even though life kind of brings those certain trials and tribulations, if you will, to see everybody again, it's really good. Missed the Phantom, wish he was on, but, you know, it is what it is.
Dennis, I know you came on for your episode. You talked about your journey, but what's your favorite thing about coming on?
It's really not coming on, but being able to stay connected to you guys by watching the podcast myself on YouTube. I'm 1,200 miles away now, right? And living my life, but I still feel connected to you guys in that way. And I can listen to you shit talk with each other and it's awesome. And I get a lot of laughs out of it. Yeah. See, yeah. Right back. Yeah. And for me to come on and be able to tell my story about my journey and like how I've changed my life in a positive way. If that can spurn even one person into action, like that's, you know, really super satisfying. And I'm a free agent, so I'd like to be a more regular member of the podcast, so send me invites and I want to be part of the crew. I want to be part of the team.
All right, that's some positive news, fellas. Look at that. It nice. Look at what comes up out of the blue one.
Wow. I'm floored. I'm shocked and amazed. I can't believe that.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
All right.
We'll go home with your tooth, okay?
Yep. We'll fix that. We'll fix it in. Not a sponsor, though, but we will plug it. I'm going to kick this to a guy that Ed was not mentioning earlier. That was some other guy who tried to get on before this guy, Brad. So, Brad, what is your favorite thing about being on the podcast?
Well, first of all, I remember the first episode I did, and you had on a Max Sabbath t-shirt, and it was love at first sight. You're one of like three people I know in the world that even knows who Max Sabbath is. But now getting, you know, together weekly to podcast with y'all three plus Chris, that's really awesome. You know, even though he's a San Francisco 49ers fan, I'll give him a little bit of grace there. But the age of technology and how things, you know, develop, you know, I'm friends with Ed, but then I get to hang out with y'all, you know, once a week and just talk shit and just kind of regular guy.
You send Christmas picks. Cards back and forth.
Yeah, Christmas cards. I mean, it's been, man, it's been a ride to get up here to 50 episodes. So definitely enjoyed it, man. It's been a great ride.
Before I go to Tom, I want to say that the whole thing with the first 50 episodes is I'm looking at this like this was the hottest it's ever going to be. After this, yep. It should be getting easier because we're getting better. We get guests. Yeah, I mean, if we could monetize and get some other things and get stuff going. I mean, I was talking to these guys during the week, and I was talking to Ed. We did an interview this week with a great guy, Joe Lyons, and that interview will be on a little later, maybe episode 51. I didn't want to taint this episode with anything. I was saying that, you know, we could take any income that we have coming in and start paying guests to come on and just kind of flip, 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 and just keep getting bigger and bigger. So with that being said, back to True North, the professor.
Well,
I know you got something good, Tom.
No, I'm just going to say Ed does have perfect attendance, but don't forget one week he went Charlie Chaplin and it went total silent movie on us.
Yeah, well, I'm going to interrupt you there, sir, for 1 second on that. I did ask you to go over to your house that day to get on there because I knew I was going to have computer problems, and I got, oh, man, you can't come over. I got contractors coming.
I did. If you go downstairs, you'll see.
Well, I mean, maybe we need to have an episode of this where it's like different house or something.
Tim Toolman, yes. Yes.
Get him.
But I will say that it was great doing this, helped me connect back with Andy and Ed because we hadn't seen each other, even though we're in the same, well, Andy and I are in the same area, just life in general. You don't see each other as much. Ed moved away, but just pick up where we, like we just saw each other yesterday. I mean, we just keep giving each other shit. Like earlier I was giving Andy shit that the Flyers got their ass kicked by the Bruins. He took it like a champ. But
6-1? Was it 6 goals, Tommy? I can't remember.
6-2. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I mean, Pasternak actually scored just as many goals by himself as the Flyers did as a team. But I mean, hey, what are you going to do?
And that was just the first period.
Yeah, that was after 10 minutes. So, but I will say, meeting Brad and Chris, I mean, they just fit in seamless. And it's like we've known them all our lives, and they fit right in with the rest of the group.
Yeah, I think just to bring this full circle back to me is that the initial thing was to start every week. I was telling Joe Lyons when we did the interview, Chris was there too, that we started this to kind of stay connected in the competitiveness in me. It was, I watched so many podcasts and I'm like, these guys like got 7 views a week. They don't talk about anything. They're not funny. Their audio stinks. I can do better than that. And I think after 50 episodes, we got a pretty cool intro. Everybody's, yeah, you know, fully involved with Zoom now. We're consistent with episodes every week. I think we put out pretty good content that's relative to what's going on every week. We're definitely a regular guy podcast. We don't talk about anything political. We don't talk about anything that's going to offend anybody.
Not going to either.
So with that being said, I mean, I think we're off to a great start. I mean, I haven't heard, other than negative keyboard warriors sending in emails, keep sending them in. I said, I like that stuff. Send them. I'm like Roddy Piper with this thing. Just send them in. We'll read them if they're good, and it'll turn into something awesome. We'll turn shit into shinola all day long.
What the hell?
Yeah, you know, we're from the Northeast. We don't take any crap, nothing at all. All right, so we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk something kind of important, like a little bit of a think tank, going from stuff we do well. I want to ask, what do you think individually by the panel? What do you think we can improve on for the next 50 episodes? I'm gonna start with Brad. What do you think, Brad? What do you think? What do you think?
So what can we improve on?
Yeah.
Individually, hey,
we just paid for premium Zoom, so that's an improvement, right?
That's a huge improvement. Because I mean, I like to talk. I don't know if you guys noticed that I can talk for a while.
Well, first of all,
and we have the same haircut, Brad. We have the same haircut. You didn't know that?
Yeah. Premature balding here. It is what it is. That's why I wear hats all the time.
Hats in the house? No way.
What's that?
Hats in the house? No way.
Yeah, who does that? I don't know what we can improve on. I mean, I don't podcast. I've been saying for weeks that I want to get a nice headset and a mic. I don't know if I'm ever going to pull the trigger on that because I'm adult ADHD. So I always like say a bunch of stuff and I don't follow through with it. You know, I don't finish projects. That's kind of my thing. But I like what we're doing. I think we have a great intro. We have a great crew. I don't know, man. I like the way things are going right now. It's real chill.
Okay. So, hey, Scotty, from a guy that owns his own business, what do you think we can improve on?
Okay. Thinking it from that mindset, you throw me off. I think, honestly, yeah, throw a little basketball in there as a, you know, kind of a well-rounded sports fan. You know, I the Celts are incredible this year, and there's some really cool stories there. And honestly, I'd love your takes on kind of some more current topics, because we're very, you know, you guys can go 30 minutes just on wrestling, and then I keep skipping because obviously not as much the wrestling, man. I know you're gonna hate me. I won't be invited back. I would love to hear you on current topics. I understand the reasons not to go political. You know, it's just a nightmare, and you get lost in all that nonsense. But you know, just the things we do when we sit around with a beer. Not you, Andy. You sit around with a soda, and but yet we have to pay for your soda because you're like, I'm not getting around, and you're around.
I gotta pay for this podcast, goddammit.
Exactly. No, Eddie's cracking up, and Tommy will know, because we used to go and frequent different places, and we would go, all right, we're gonna get around, and our beers or what have you would be $8 or $9, and this is back in the 90s. And then he's like, all right, well, I'm going to get soda. But soda was like $5 then, too. And we go around, and he's like, I'm just getting soda. It's like, I'm not buying around.
And just give me one soda. I'm good for the night. Exactly. I'm making up for it now, you cheap fucks. Jesus. You know how much money I've dumped into this fucking thing already?
Oh, I can't even imagine, buddy.
Guys are freaking tearing me up. That's all right. That's what I'm here for. I'll be the headlights on this car.
This is
drunk asses. You know how many times
the bus rolling in.
You know how many times I drove you guys, paid for parking, didn't get any money, drove your asses home free of charge.
The good thing was you were always the designated driver. I'm just remembering our Branco Montreal trip.
How about that? That's why I wish he was here. Look at when we went to Club Super Sex. Hey, off the stairs, slapping ass, all you guys gotta go.
Some stories need to go to the grave.
Yeah,
I remember because I was paying the cover that night.
Yeah.
I was the last guy paying the cover for all of us because I just happened to be. And as I'm paying the cover, he's getting his ass kicked out with all of us being pulled. So I'm pulling the money back from the bouncer.
Yeah. And we saved the most epic place to last. And the place that we were waiting all night to get into after doing all the little ones, we go to the best one and we go up the stairs, right down the stairs. Yeah. These stories are all true. They're all true. It's not lying when it's the truth. I say it all the time.
Yeah, true. Absolutely true.
Hilarious.
How about Dennis? Dennis, what do you think we could do to improve the podcast?
Yeah, I can't believe the way you're getting just torn up here, man. Like, you need to, do you know how many free steakums, you know, free in sports bar?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
George's Coney Island dogs I got courtesy of the Clark family in my youth. It's ridiculous. All right. So, but just to kind of echo off of the point Scott was making, just maybe like making it a little bit more well-rounded and, you know, more sports outside of just primarily hockey and wrestling. And I know that's what y'all are passionate about, but I think maybe a lot of the people who tune in for the podcast would like to hear, you know, maybe a little bit of NBA talk or a little bit of baseball talk. Like, my nephew just got drafted by the Florida Marlins, right? Organization. So like, there's a lot of like cool stuff that we can expand on and talk about outside of the things that you love the most, which is obviously hockey and wrestling, and that should still be part of it. But to like make it a little bit more well-rounded, I think would serve the podcast well moving forward into the future.
Yeah, the thing, not to defend anything that we've done, that half an hour restraint that we had with the original Zoom did kind of put a lot of clamps on a lot of stuff. And now that we don't have that, we can extend our interview time with guests. We can extend the podcast thing for time restraints week to week. And we did do the entire NFL season. That's how Brad came on. We did the picks every week, and that was fun. I didn't watch not one game and tried to just go by the seat of my pants and pick. So
that's why you picked Cleveland to win it all.
I did.
I didn't say information on that, Scott.
There's a story behind that. I was at Foxwoods, and I was sitting there in the DraftKings lounge that they have there. Chris just went. He must have seen it. And they had this setup with about 30 TVs, and they must have had 7 of those TVs on hockey games, and it was a Saturday night, and I'm just sitting there watching it going, oh my God, this is like, I don't even want to move. It was like pandemonium. And then there's these two turkeys sitting next to me drinking, and they were like Uber bookies, and they were talking about all this intricate stuff and things and this and that, and they're like, yeah, it's fixed. Watch. It's going to be Cleveland and Detroit in the Super Bowl. And Cleveland's going to win. They got it all set up to win. So when I came back, it must have been week 3, week 4. And I said, hey, you're not going to believe what I heard. And I said, I'm just going to roll with it. And then if it happens, I look like the smartest guy in the room, which, you know, is obvious. But, you know, considering who we got on the podcast, that's a no-brainer. So I want to ask the professor, Thomas, you want to change anything? You want, what do you think we could do better?
Well, I agree with Scott and Dennis, and I think what you just said is going to help. By making the podcast longer, we can talk about more topics, and we haven't really talked hockey in a couple months really. So hockey, I'd love to get into some UFC. I don't know who besides me and Ed, I don't know who else out of the group actually watches, but I'd love to start getting into that a little bit. And some baseball. I mean, basketball, I'm not into quite as much, but I still be able to carry a conversation. It's just stuff like that. Even when we talked about, like, when we first made the podcast, we were talking about, like, stuff that, like, maybe even doing movies, like, back from when we were, like, young. Not movies, like, but, like, 70s, 80s-ish, like, best sports movies or best B movies. You know, me and Andy, you and I love talking B movies and shit like that. Like, so stuff like that. I mean, if we ever had time to kill.
Not to
love your take on some movies.
Yeah, not to take away from anything that we're doing, but going back to great emails, we did get that email that time. What was that take on the greatest sports movie? And we could have talked the whole half an hour just about that. So, you know, big things to come. Where I don't want to. I noticed that a lot of the really good podcasts are longer than a half an hour, but shorter than an hour, because I think you tend to lose certain people with certain things. So I don't want to get too all over the place, but we'll just fly week to week on what we got going on and kind of keep it relevant to that week and topics. And next week, you know, not to stop what we're doing, but we're definitely talking about Vince McMahon, without a doubt. We're definitely talking about Hockey Canada. Sorry, Scotty. You won't be on the episode. Just for legal reasons. And stuff like that's hot right now. So we got to talk about it, especially the Vince McMahon thing. Chris, what do you think we could do different?
I would like to add like some kind of segment that we could maybe get the viewers more involved, right? I know we do the email, which is great, but like I was thinking about something like if we can get like a viewer to send in a video, and imagine that, like the viewer that actually follows and watches every week can see himself on. I think that would get more people enticed to being like, yeah, I want to follow this podcast. I want to be on a podcast, you know, quick 15, 20 second video of any question, a personal question to one of us, a question about whatever, you know what I mean? I think that would be pretty cool just to get our fan base involved a little bit.
Yeah. So you're trying to just make more work for me when I edit this shit, right? Thanks, asshole.
Hey, that's why you make the big bucks, buddy.
Yeah, that's why I spend the big bucks. So let's get it right. So Ed, what do you think we could do different?
I will have to say is just that we already did a big thing is by expanding out to the hour with Zoom. I think that's huge. I agree with Scott and with Dennis. You know, we could probably, you know, now that we have that full hour, we can talk about some other stuff. And just to circle back, not defending to take what Andy said, but just to reiterate the point, you know, we had 30 minutes and we were doing everything for free. So it was, look, these were the things that we felt like we needed to go strong with first. And I feel like going into year two, we definitely should kind of expand it out. Tom, I fully agree with you about UFC. That is certainly relevant. The only problem is that the pay-per-views are like $100 now. So, you know, and that type of thing. However, but other than that, I mean, I think that we do a pretty good job. I think that we've all learned how to talk on Zoom, and you know, I think our content has gotten better and better, and that can definitely be seen by our last interviews. You know, with Goongard, with Knuckles Nelson, with Sean from Skateweight, and then I think really that one with Joe. I think that's really going to help kind of push us over too. So, you know, not to minimize, you know, what Scotty having you on, Dennis, not to minimize your story either. But I mean, we actually got like real corporations and you know, that weren't relationship driven. We reached out and they just said, yeah, we'll come on, you know, so that I think that is huge.
Yeah. And I'm open to anybody that's watching. I'm always on social media looking at stuff, small businesses, promoting small businesses, come on, maybe we'll make a connection and maybe it'll lead to if we can help and you can return the favor and help us too. And we'll just go from there. And, you know, it's week by week. You know, that's how we base everything else. I think as soon as I upload the weekly podcast, I'm already kind of preparing for the week after that with trying to get the guys, you know, when can you come on? Can we all set a time? You know, can even this, just to do this, we moved it around at least three different times and, you know, just, and there's some people that still couldn't make it. They could make it at the, you know, the earlier time, but they can't make it now. Some people were traveling, some people had other plans and, you know, it's just, I'm very, very thankful at the end of the day, just to connect with everybody and just, you know, because someday we'll be able to look at these when somebody's not with us and say, hey, look at all the good times we had. So, at the end of the day, that's kind of, you know, the essence of why we do it. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, I can't think of a better way to wrap up the 50th episode, unless I forgot something on our topic board. I think we hit all of our bullet points this week, and we're looking to do bigger and better things. Did I miss anything, fellas?
We're gonna do favorite album or something.
Favorite album all time?
I don't know. I think you just have like favorite album of the week or something like that.
For our Purchase Street Records segment, Tom, want to do that really quick?
Sure. This week's album of the week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass. You can also visit them online at purchasestrecords.com or on their Facebook page. Purchase Street Records is Southern New England's largest independent record store.
So, before we wrap this up, I'm going to ask you, you're on a desert island, you can only have one album. What is it?
Oh. That's easy.
Brad, take it away.
First of all, Purchase Street Records, love the shirt. Follow them on Facebook. I found out by Facebook, following them on there, that they sell one of my favorite artists of all time. If I had to be stuck on deserted island and I can only pick one album, Andy, you already know what I'm going to say. Oh. The one, the only, Taylor Swift.
Oh.
1989. It's got Bad Blood, Shake It Off, Blank Space. What do I got to say about this album? This was her breakout. This one put her on the map. This was she turned from being like that cool, chill country artist to pop, turning against the labels, fighting back against the system. Every song on this album is a pure banger. I work out to this. I blast it in the garage. For all the neighbors to hear. One of my favorite. This thing is wore out, man. 1989, T-Swift. Check it out. Purchase Street Records, man.
Brad, that's not the only thing that gets worn out when you put that record on. Holy crap. Jesus.
Don't hate the player, y'all.
I don't even have a response for that. That is like, you don't start off a segment with that. Peace.
That's I don't know what else y'all can say. You can't follow up, man. This is it's Taylor Swift, man. What else? What else can I say?
Chris. He said, "I work out to this."
Thomas, you gotta bring us. You gotta bring us back. Anytime, listen. Tom's segment is when I kick it to Tom. He brings us the compass back to true north with all this stupidity. Thomas, what do you got?
Well, if I'm doing pick of the week from like any pick we've ever made that either I or Purchase Street has made, I'm going to go with Beastie Boys, Ill Communication. It's got some of my all-time favorites, Sabotage, Root Down, Sure Shot, and the one they did with Q-Tip, Get It Together.
Scotty, go back into your memory banks.
I'm assuming
Nights at the Strand.
Yeah.
All the Nights at Lupo's.
I'm assuming the best ofs are off the table, so yeah. I have to go. Just if the songs I never get sick of is Pearl Jam's 10. That for me, that's just, I can always listen to those. They never, sometimes you hear a song too much. Never too much for me.
All right, Dennis, I know we have the same musical taste. What do you got?
An easy one. Van Halen, 1984.
Well, unbelievable. That's a great pick. And it was one of our albums of the week, too. Yep. Yeah, one of the picks of the week. Chris, what do you got?
We're going to go old school for me, which is not so old school. Limp Bizkit, baby. The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Y'all give me crap about Taylor Swift. This man pulled up Limp Bizkit.
Listen.
On display.
Y'all gonna be stuck on a desert island.
My time.
You can only have one record, and it's gonna be that.
So we can listen to Get It Off of the Nookie over and over again.
Exactly. He might even bring Christina Aguilera with him or something.
That's not even their best album.
Oh, man.
That's not even it.
Oh, after listening to that album so much, you want to get hit in the head with a coconut on a desert island.
Terrible.
That is terrible.
Terrible.
Ed, what do you got?
Well, I mean, Dennis stole my thunder. Since he chose that one, I'm going to go with Beastie Boys, Legends to Ill.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, there's so many great quotable things from that. I've thrown them in, and I think I'm the only one that caught them during a podcast. I've thrown in, you know, breaking your glasses and low ride a bicycle, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, that's a great album. So
that move of the parent, all my girls love Brass Monkey.
Oh yeah. I mean, Paul Revere's on there. Yeah, I mean, that's a story in itself. I mean, how many times did we hear that? I mean, how many Beastie Boys songs did we hear going out? I mean, either it was in the car, or when we got to wherever we were going, it was on. And I mean, there was heavy rotation from, you know, Paul's Boutique, Shake Your Rump, all that stuff. Mm. I mean, Lupo's, The Strand, all those memorable nights, unrememberable nights when you're drunk driving home and you're the only guy that's awake because everybody else is passed out, throwing up out your window. You know, it's like 20 degrees out and you get the window rolled down and people are throwing up out of your car. So, fellas, what do you think? We're going to wrap this episode up for the week or what?
We're done.
Yeah.
Yep.
We put a cork in it. Call it a 50th, a big celebration, and we'll reconvene at episode number 100. We're gonna make it a little bigger.
Maybe 50th.
Yeah. So
appreciate it. A couple shout outs. Just thank you guys for coming on. It's been awesome. It's great to see you two ugly mugs, especially you, Scotty and Dennis. You know, Dennis, eat a piece of bread every once in a while, will you? You know.
Introduce some carbs back into my life. You'll be pleased.
Have a potato for Christ's sake, will you?
Add berries and some avocado.
So when you do the groceries and you get the paper bag, just deep fry the paper bag and eat that.
There you go.
There you go. You'll be all set.
Fiber.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up, fellas. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate everybody celebrating our 50th episode. Bigger things to come. You know it. Yeah, onward and upward, they say. So from the 1973 podcast family, as it grows, we want to just say thank you for watching the first 50. Wait for the next 50. Later, everyone.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.